Wait, are we starting?
Ready for that? You want to start with your question? You want to start with mine?
Let's start with mine. I got some good ones.
It's a change.
Hey, Nick.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever drank your own blood?
Yeah.
You?
Yeah, I think every... I'm not talking like...
Like a teacup?
I'm not talking like you cut yourself, you're like, oh, that hurt. Yeah. No, I'm talking about like you drain some blood out of your
how
body.
How are you getting it out?
You mean you have to cut... I mean...
You've drank a shot of your own blood. Don't say that. No, you haven't.
No, I've never done
okay,
that.
Why'd you even bring that up?
No, but I'm asking if you've ever done it, because I don't know. You're off the wall.
I'm the type of guy to drink my own blood?
I'm just saying, of the people in this room, you're definitely the one to do it. You know? I'm not saying that you would. I'm just saying, of the three people in this room currently, you have the highest probability of being the person to do it.
To drink my own blood? No, I have not drank my own blood. Justin agrees. I have not drank my own blood. I probably have licked a wound.
Yeah. I mean, everybody's done that.
I would assume I've licked a wound.
Do you enjoy the taste of blood?
What? No, it's, you know, I haven't done it in a long time.
It's salty.
I'm not really into it. You know, it's not really my thing. It doesn't really get me going, you know.
When's the last time you had a cut like that, you know? It's usually like around the hand area that you're more inclined to. Yeah, like the, you know.
Like cutting, you know.
Paper cuts.
Some stuff for dinner. You know, cutting a fresh bell pepper.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And you nick yourself and then, yeah, lick it off. No, I have not drank my own blood and I don't know why you asked.
Do you think vampires why is blood like the thing that they go after?
Do you use the same shaver for your balls as you do your face?
Come on,
you
bro.
Gotta be honest. You gotta be honest.
No, absolutely
I
not.
Do.
I know. Okay. Yeah, I saw that coming, bro.
You don't? Don't lie.
I'm not lying.
You have a separate shaver?
Yeah, I have a shaver that I literally keep in my shower. And then
that's your ball shaver.
Huh?
That's your ball shaver?
Yeah.
I use the same one.
You're disgusting.
Have you ever used the same one?
I'm sure.
Like in a pinch?
There's been moments.
Have you ever accidentally like
mixed them up?
Gone in the wrong order?
What do you mean the wrong order?
Like you shaved your Jimmy John first and then shaved your face.
Bro, I used two separate.
No, I'm saying I'm sure I've gone the wrong order. You know, I'm sure you're just getting, you know, and then you get up by the lip and you're like.
No.
Yeah, me neither. I don't.
You never.
I definitely use the same shaver.
always the right order.
Oh, always the right order. Yeah.
Yeah.
Face, and then you finish up downstairs. You always start up. You don't know who comes in downstairs.
Is there? How do you like? Because you do your face and then downstairs.
Yeah.
But then there's always next time, and you already.
It's a new day. Nah, it's a new day.
Just start fresh. From ground zero.
Yeah, you start fresh. It's a new day. Yeah.
So what you did the previous doesn't count.
Yeah, nah, new day. Yeah, that's how that works. It's on the back of the packaging. I don't know if you ever read it. But
Excuse me?
Yeah. If you read the instructions on the back of the packaging, it says face first, then balls. And then if you wait a day, then it restarts. You're good.
I don't know if that's real.
Yeah, it's underneath the barcode. You have to really look for it, but it's there.
When's the last time they used cursive handwriting?
On purpose or like just writing too fast?
No, like on purpose. Like,
yeah, because I mean, this looks a little cursive, but that's just because I was speed writing.
What a waste of time learning that was.
I don't think they teach it anymore.
I remember specifically fourth grade was like all. We weren't allowed to write anything that wasn't in cursive the entire year.
The entire year?
The whole year.
What kind of school did you go to? Did you have to wear uniforms too?
No. It was a small school though. I only had 9 kids in my grade. I went to a small school. I don't
know. 9 kids?
Yeah.
No wonder you stand when you wipe.
Let it go.
Nine kids.
9. Yeah.
You weren't intermingled enough to really like.
Come on, don't do that.
Like you were in the
only up until 6th grade, and then 55. The sixth.
Okay. You see what I said? 9 kids in your grade and then 55 in your grade. You probably have 55-year-old school. Good night.
No, but cursive handwriting, bro. I legit don't. After fourth grade, I don't. Other than when I sign my name.
Yeah.
But you know?
I don't even think I use cursive when I sign my name. I just kind of. Oftentimes, I draw a smiley face.
A smiley face?
Yeah, that's my go to, is draw a little smiley face.
Is that.
Does anyone ever look? No one. Like, is there. Like, who's looking at receipts? When's the last time somebody brought a receipt back and was like, hey, I'm pretty sure it's not your signature?
I got caught one time in school. There was like some like parental form that my dad had signed. Okay. I forged a signature, and apparently I made it too, like, I went too slow and like made it a little bit too perfect. And the teacher was like, you wrote that. Like, you took way too much time trying to write his name.
Got called out.
Yeah.
Dang.
You know?
I don't know. I've never. I'm an honest boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not proud of that moment. I'm not proud of it.
I'm an honest boy. How long do you wait before you cut your toenails?
Bro, okay. So, fingers, I mean.
Not what I
asked.
You
look at them every day. They're
not what I asked. How often do you cut your toenails? And if you're lying if you say that.
I brush my teeth every day. You know,
you're changing the subject.
I wake up 2 times a day. Sometimes I forget at night, but you know, every day I'm brushing my teeth.
I didn't ask. Tell me the truth. Between, because I'm gonna be honest.
No,
I don't know. Maybe I'm talking between November and March. I don't even know if I look down there, dude. I don't. It's winter. No one's seeing them. I'm not seeing them. I wear socks to bed. No, I don't wear socks to bed. Don't wear socks to bed, kids. What?
I think my big toe, the nail is like super thick, bro.
Yeah.
It's like thick.
You need a Sawzall or something?
Huh?
A Sawzall? You need like a type activity or what's going on?
I don't understand.
Clippers can get through?
No, it has to be the heavy duty ones. The regular
hedge trimmers. Roll. You need hedge trimmers.
Yeah, pretty close. Like, I mean, the big clippers, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They're really snip.
Yeah, sure.
But I usually wait until like they're pressing up against my shoes.
Yeah, like it gets uncomfortable.
Yeah, like
it's not for aesthetics. It's just like whenever you feel like, oh, it's been a while and now I can feel it when I jog.
Once the nail starts curving down, like into itself. Okay. You know, it's probably about that time. But yeah, it definitely way less frequently than when I do my fingers.
I would say quarterly.
No. No. Let's not give off that impression. Stop, Nick.
I would say quarterly.
Every 3 months.
I couldn't tell you the last time I did it. Oh, before I went to Florida. I went to Florida. I was like, people are going to see my toes. I'll trim them up.
And now the next time you foresee yourself trimming them up, end of summer.
Well, no. I guess during the summer it's more active. If it's not during the summer, definitely quarterly.
It's like an exponential curve, like more frequently in the summer than winter drops off.
Yeah. And if anyone else says different, they're an absolute liar.
I mean, I'm sure there's some people.
The frequency is dependent on how often your toes are out and about.
That makes a lot of sense.
I trimmed them before I went, like, you know.
Are you a big flip-flop guy?
Do I look like a big flip-flop guy?
Yeah.
I forgot to wear a hoodie this episode. I always get calls. Hold on. Michael Minnelli. How do you hang up? I'm just gonna let that ring out.
Bro, there's like 8 different ringers going on.
Yeah, that's iCloud. You know, I got a few computers.
Give us a second.
Just hold on one bit. Not a huge thing. I'm gonna let it die out. Is my question or your question?
I think you're up. No, wait. No, I'm up.
All right, okay. Hit me, dude.
What's the longest that you think that you could swim before you drown? Like, if you
before
started.
I drown.
If you start at the edge of the ocean,
what is the goal to just stay afloat, or is the goal to
swim as far as you can?
distance before I absolutely drown.
So you could do doggy paddle, like little tiny breaststroke, try to preserve your energy. What's the farthest you could go, or the longest without drowning?
I'm gonna be totally honest, as always. 50 yards.
That's it?
I'm not a strong swimmer.
That's it?
Okay. I mean, we got waves. You got to consider the waves. They're salt water in your eye. You got to think all the...
Now, I've got goggles. Just go out thinking about, like, sharks. I feel like that would take some time off my clock.
How far could I swim? You put me in a lake?
Yeah, let's say, best case scenario, water's no waves, calm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Super calm day.
Without drowning, huh?
Yeah.
I could do a mile easy.
Easy?
Well, easy is not... Just going into it, that's what I'm telling myself.
Yeah. A mile's far.
But I'm going to struggle.
That's a far distance.
Well, I have a life jacket.
You don't get a life jacket?
You didn't specify.
If you have a life jacket,
you didn't specify.
You just float there forever.
You didn't specify. You got to specify next time. Because I can go a mile with a life jacket. I don't know how long you can go without one, but I can go a mile with a life jacket.
I think time-wise, like my life is on the line type, I'm saying an hour.
8 minutes tops. Those little arms flailing in the water.
Stop it!
Like a hummingbird or something out there. Okay.
Next question.
I'm on that. This is just more of a personal question. Have you ever been... You don't look like a water guy, like often in the water. Are you often in the water?
When I was younger, yeah, I grew up right by the water, so yeah.
Did you go in the water?
Yeah.
Like in the ocean you were in?
The Chesapeake Bay. Yeah. Not the ocean.
You been in a river?
Have I been in a river?
Yeah, fully submerged in a river.
Yeah.
Which river?
Sassafras.
The Sassafras?
I have no idea. I think, no, just like a little stream that's like off the...
Well, that would be a stream.
What's a river?
I think just a larger stream. I think that's the classification. Like if you Webster that, it's just a large stream.
A river has to have a current, right? I think it has to have a current.
Sure.
Sure.
Have you been submerged? When's the last time you've been submerged in a river?
See, I don't know what a river is. Like... There's like creek, like a creek.
I'm talking head underwater, fully submerged, naked.
Never.
Never?
Naked.
You've never been naked, fully submerged. Can we do it together?
I feel like there's always scenarios where you're trying to get me naked.
No, Antarctica was a totally different scenario. This is just a fun day out with the boys.
Just a little sus.
No. I'm telling you, we can go. We'll go together.
What river? There's rivers around here?
Yeah, plenty. We got loads of rivers. And it's a freeing experience. That's all I'm saying. It's a freeing. You get the current of the river going through your... Just... You know what I mean? When you're spread eagle and the water is just...
Tapping the underside?
Yeah. It's the same, what's up, you know?
I've never...
Cleanest you'll ever be.
I've never experienced
that. We'll do it together. We'll do a YouTube video on it. Justin will film it. He'd love it. I'm sure it'd be great. Do you sleep? How do you sleep? How do you sleep?
All right, you ready for this?
What's up?
If I'm by myself... Okay. Because, right, like, I sleep with my girl now. But if I'm by myself...
Why does it change things?
I don't know. But if I'm by myself,
hoodie.
Hoodie. I wear a hoodie.
Yeah.
Hood's up.
Mm-hmm.
Arms crossed. Legs straight
this
out.
This mummy.
Legs crossed.
Mummy.
Mummy.
Every time?
Yep.
Do you not roll over when you sleep?
Nope.
You wake up like that.
I wake up like this.
No, you don't.
Only if I'm by myself.
You wake up like that.
Yeah. I'll fall asleep exactly. Or if I have like a beanie on, I just put it right over my eyes and just.
That's like cowboy or something.
And then I don't move. But. If I'm like with my girl, I'm all over the place. I can't stop moving.
Shirt off.
Shirts off. Sleep.
You're in your boxers.
Yeah. Hit her in the face. We both talk in our sleep.
Nah.
We'll wake up having like conversations in our sleep.
I want to know the percentage of people that just sleep butt naked. Okay, for me.
Do you?
No. Yeah, every now and again. You know, like when you're too lazy to get up.
It's like too hot.
So, typically, most days I'm in my boxers. Because that's how my wife prefers me to be, is in my boxers. But she keeps the room so cold that I've been wearing hoodies lately. And it is some of the best how sleep cold? Of my life.
They say it's a lot better for you.
To sleep with a hoodie on?
No, to have the room like really cold.
Yeah.
To have it like really cold.
Yeah, she keeps you cold. And I've been sleeping with a hoodie on, and it is... It's a life-changing experience. That's some of the best sleep I've ever had, is sleeping with a hoodie on. Hoodie, sweatpants, and if it's really cold, socks. Do you have your bed sheets tucked under? Like, do you like tucked under the mattress?
Now I do.
It is awful.
Yeah, you can't move, right?
You can't get your feet warm,
Thank
for
you.
One.
Thank you.
Because you need to tuck the sheets under your feet to wrap, and then you get all the wind flow out. There's no wind flow.
No circulation.
And everything is tight. It's like an infant. You know, you wrap an infant in a... When they burrito them up.
I feel like I never agree with you, but I stand behind
you. We own this one.
Yeah.
Tucking in your sheets is an absolute horrible experience. And I think most women do it because of the aesthetic.
Yeah. I'm like, what's the point?
I want to be comfortable.
Yeah. I'm sleeping. I'm not in a magazine. You know?
I don't know if I ever told you this story, because when I was in high school, I definitely didn't tuck my sheets under the mattress, and my room was in the basement, and I probably told you this, my room was in the basement. I went down one day to go to bed. My sheets were bunched up on the floor at the end of the bed, my comforter, because I didn't tuck them in, so they just, you know, I got up and whatever, threw them, they were bunched up. For some reason, I picked them up and shook them out. Only a time in my life I shook my sheets out before I shook them out. I gave them the
one,
like they got sand on them or something, and you're trying to, I shook them out. And a snake fell out, bro. A snake.
Like how big we talk?
4 feet. A snake, bro. A snake in my sheets. Same room. I woke up to a mouse running across my arm. Same room. When I tell you I am unfazed.
Unfazed?
Look at me.
Like normally.
All the time. Most people would move out the house.
Oh, you didn't.
I'm smart.
You just shook it out.
I held down the fort, dude.
What did you do with the snake?
Well, I absolutely called someone to come get it. I ain't touching no snake.
Attaboy.
But I went back to bed.
Didn't
I face my fears.
Hell yeah. I have a question.
Okay.
And it's about the sheet topic.
The sheet one?
Yeah.
All right, hit me.
You know you have the comforter, right?
Okay.
Are you a fan of the tiny sheet that goes in between the comforter and the mattress? You know which one I'm talking about?
The one with the tight edges?
No. That one goes over the mattress.
The fitted sheet, yeah.
And then on top of the fitted sheet is like...
It's a sheet.
Just the sheet.
Yeah, sheet.
What's the point?
You're not a sheet guy? You're just a comforter guy.
Yeah, like what's...
I only know one other person like that.
Who?
The place I stayed in Savannah. There's no sheets on the bed. Just a comforter.
Yeah, what's the point of the sheet?
So you don't have to wash the comforter.
What?
So you don't have to wash the comforter.
You still gotta wash that sheet?
I made that up. I don't know. I just felt good to say it. It felt right.
That's about
to sound. I made it up. Don't believe the word of that. I think that was just, yeah. I don't know the purpose. I like them.
I don't. I'm not a fan. I always wake up and they're always kicked to the bottom of the bed.
Yeah.
It's like I don't want extra stuff wrapping up, touching me, crawling up my skin.
Poison ivy.
Yeah.
Would you rather have it on your feet, on the bottom of your feet, in between your toes, or on your yim yam?
Oh, my feet.
Really?
Oh, my yim yam?
You'd rather on your feet. You gotta walk on those things every day, you know.
Bro, my yim yams.
Your feet. I think I'm taking Yim Yam.
At least when you're walking, you're kind of itching every time you take a step. Your Yim Yams, bro.
I think I'm taking Yim Yam.
You can't not scratch your ding-a-ling.
How do you scratch your ding-a-ling?
Hey, you asking me.
Yeah, I'm asking you. How do you scratch? Are you like a just... Or are you like one of the pincher guys? Like you find a spot and you pinch
it? Bro, I'd have to think about it. I don't know.
Like this, you know what I mean? You pinch and you try to...
I think I grab and pull. Grab and pull.
You're just like a... Yeah. You get in there.
Yeah.
What if it's on the ball and you can't grab and pull on the ball? Then you pinch it. You do the pinch and roll.
Yeah, the bigger the booger.
It's like
roll.
Rolling a burger. Yeah. You gotta do that. I'm doing it right now. It feels great.
You gotta be. It's a sensitive area.
Yeah, you do.
You can't just go in there, claws. No, you can't go claws all out. Yeah.
You have to be strategic.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, this is great. Didn't mean to do that in front of you for so long.
Wasn't looking.
21 minutes.
I got you up.
I got a question.
I'm ready.
When you pee.
Yeah.
This is mostly a question for dudes. I don't know. Girls might do it. Do girls do this? Anyway.
That's the question, though.
Okay, I'm going to ask, and then we're going to find the answers.
Yeah.
Comment if you're a girl if you do this. When you're in an environment, in a house, in a room.
Okay.
And there's lots of people there.
Yeah.
Or maybe just people that you're not normally around. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe you're not comfortable around them.
Okay.
And it's like there's no TV on out there. They're just hanging out, chatting. It's a little quiet. Do you pee on the side of the bowl to make your pee stream quieter?
How close is the bathroom to like where everyone's at?
Oh, this right. Everyone's right outside. Are you just flooding and the. Of this, and that probably didn't sound that. I don't know how
you
to
know,
make
I
it.
Think I'd have to be in that situation to really know
I'm
what
I'm peeing
I
on the side of the bowl.
I think so.
I'm peeing on the side of the bowl.
Just out of like respect. Like if there's no music or anything going on.
That's
in
what
the
I'm
room.
Saying. There's nothing. I am peeing on the side of the bowl to create a quiet space so that. Because you don't want to be the, like.
What do you mean, can girls. Girls can't aim their
That's what
pee?
I'm asking.
Can girls aim their pee?
I don't know. Can you like lean and like shoot that joint out the side?
Yeah, how does that work?
I don't know.
Do girls have any control of which direction their pee goes in?
I don't think so. I think it's just kind of like opening up a Ziploc
like
bag.
Maybe if they...
Like if you got water in a Ziploc bag and you just open the Ziploc bag. Is that not how it works?
Maybe if they like pinch their thighs together a little bit, kind of create more pressure.
Like a little funnel or something. It's like when you put your thumb over a hose. And you can get the power stream.
Oh no, bro.
No, I don't know. If you're a girl, I mean, elaborate on this for us. But the main question is, can you hit the side of the toilet bowl and do you to try to make your pee quieter when you pee, or do you just
you know what I think girls do? You know, I think they take toilet paper and put it in the toilet. That way, it doesn't hit the water directly.
Have you seen this happen, or is this something that you do? You do it.
I've done it.
You do that?
I don't do it. I've done it. I don't do it. I've done it. I've done it. I don't do it. Okay?
How often do you done it? How often do you done it?
I don't do it.
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah. Okay, so mainly it's for when I have to do a number two. But
because you don't want the doo-doo-doo to get on the side of the bowl?
No. It's in situations where I don't feel comfortable sitting on the toilet seat. So I got to squat.
You squat?
Sometimes, like porta potties, for example.
If you go in a public restroom, you're hovering?
I got to.
You're not building the nest?
No, I do that normally. For like, if I'm going to like Target and going number two in Target.
You build a nest.
I build a nest.
Yeah.
But if it's like a porta potty situation, no way I'm
you're
doing
hovering.
That. I'm hovering. And, but what you do is you put a bunch of toilet paper in the bottom because the higher you are up,
the more splash.
The more splash.
You're a genius. You're an absolute genius.
Thank you.
Because if you're hovering and you dry, especially into a fresh one that's not like been at a concert or a construction site. Yeah.
You don't want that splash.
No, you don't want that. You
gotta, porta potties are already like.
That's what I'm saying. That's a long drop.
You don't want that extra distance. Because have you ever been in a porta potty where the splash radius came back up onto you?
I don't want to think about it. I probably erased it from my memory if it did happen.
Yeah, that's, you suppress those memories.
Because you don't want that blue
mixed. It's all mixed.
Just
yeah, you don't want that.
Just wonder sauce. Just blue wonder sauce. Like you don't know the mystery mix funneling back into your.
When you go to a porta potty and you just have to pee,
yeah,
are you courteous enough to use the little urinal thing that they provide?
Oh, I think it is fun. It's like a carnival game. Yeah, because you don't get that experience often. You know, you can probably win a prize or something because it's.
You get to hear it go down a little funnel.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah, it's interesting. And I don't know if you do this. You ever pee and someone's been in there before you and the sides of the toilet bowl have a little bit of a residue?
And you clean it up.
And cool. you yeah, you a little target practice.
You feel like
you're in there and you're just.
I don't know why, but you feel like a good Samaritan after
that. Yeah, you're leaving the toilet bowl cleaner than
you're you. You're like, the janitor is going to have to do less work later.
Leave it better than you found it, my guy. That's a life lesson. Right there, leave it better than you found it.
Stickers available on, shop.
That's great. I really want to know about girls, though, and how they approach a public restroom situation. I feel like they all hover.
Yeah, I feel like
we need to have a girl on the episode.
That would be great.
One
yeah.
day, so
yeah.
we can just dive into that.
Yeah, I feel like most girls are way more germ conscious than a lot of guys, just on average.
Oh, I think you are absolutely tricking yourself, and I think we need to get the tea on what women do in a public restroom. I think we need that tea. I think there's a lot of judgment being thrown men's way, and I think that. There needs to be questions answered on their end.
Yeah.
Because
I agree.
We need an honest woman.
Yeah.
One who's not ashamed. One
that, yeah. We don't need the softball answer. Like, we want the nitty gritty.
We want the truth.
What you actually do.
We want the truth. All right. 28 minutes. You know what time it is.
Time to plug?
Time to wrap it up. If you made it this far,
thanks.
So you like the content a little bit? We're gonna try to be doing a couple three times a week. That's the goal. A couple three times a week. If it made money, it'd be easier to do it 2 to 3 times a week. But so a way you can help with that, if you choose to, is we have Patreon.
Yeah.
We have a dollar tier where it comes with absolutely nothing but the support.
Yeah.
We have another tier. I don't know. Tick Cakes made the tiers. I'm not sure.
It's
$5 tier. $5. I think it comes with a merch discount.
Merch discount.
Yeah. And a question.
Yeah. And then we have a little poll where you just, if you want any questions like these for us to answer, you just leave a little comment on there.
Yep.
And we take those into priority numero uno.
Yeah. Then you get your name shouted out.
And your name shouted out.
On the, on the podcast, when we say, because the question request from
whatever your name is,
Bart
Simpson.
And what else we got? The merch. Got t-shirts dropping soon. We got the black hats.
Hey, we finally got people been asking for t-shirts. We got t-shirts now.
And we got the black hats.
And black hats.
And then
a walking billboard right now.
What else? Anything else?
It's feelsright.shop.
If you
want to.
The merch website. Merch. We're not going to ask you to like, comment, or subscribe. We would not do that.
That'd be super
selfish.
We
would never do that.
And if you were to subscribe to click the bell notification icon, that would be.
Yeah, don't do that.
No, not a shot.
What do we have? Patreon. We have nothing else. And merch. Patreon and merch.
Yep. That's all we got.
Thanks for watching.
See you later.
Hope you enjoyed it.